Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
What's going on, Rise Guys? This is P1 Wet Ass Pussy. Just wanted to tell y'all, you know, I've been printing t-shirts for a long ass time now. Everybody just wants masks. Hey, put my business logo on my mask here and I'm going to sell them. Hey, I'll take your money. Guess the fuck what, motherfucker? All these masks you buying, I get them in bulk. The motherfucking packaging says, hey, this ain't going to protect you from COVID. This ain't going to protect you from shit. So, with that being said, I'm sitting here in the damn store trying to buy a case of beer. I got a motherfucker standing beside me acting like, where's this mask at? Where's your mask? Hey, guess where it's at? It's at your goddamn mom's house where I wipe my dick off, motherfucker.
Yo, Batman, Niner, you want to say that I sound like I'm proud to be essential? Well, one fucking thing, I ain't got no choice because I got to be out here because you're right. My employer wants to set their ass up in the office. Well, actually at home, but they want my ass out here making them money. So, yeah, I might as well be proud of keeping going to fucking insane. Number two, Matt, it's political because all I've heard is these fucking liberals who cries about wearing a mask. You got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. So, yeah, fuck them. But I still love you guys. Tickle it. Later.
Right, guys. Gods of the airwaves. P1 Jabroni is Trump. This is for the two jackasses that called in about not wearing masks. The mentality that you two stupid motherfuckers have is the reason that we're still dealing with this stupid goddamn COVID fucking virus. You ignorant, dumb, stupid motherfuckers. Do what you're fucking supposed to do. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys go to school or college or fucking get your degrees in fucking disease like the other fucking experts did, you jackasses? You sure don't fucking sound like it, you redneck fucks. One stupid motherfucker sounds like he's in a fucking submarine. The other dumbass motherfucker wearing his wife beater in fucking Dollar General. Put your fucking mask on, be a decent human being, and do the fucking right thing so we can get over this shit. You stupid motherfuckers, ignorant son of a bitches. Last guy's rule.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hope everybody's doing good. Just a little word of advice from my grandfather. He always taught me, to all the young men out there and everything else, you need to join us in the 4F Club. That's what he always told me. He was a huge member of it and taught me the ways. But the main four things about the 4F Club is you find them, feel them, you fuck them, and you forget them. Don't fall in love with that pussy. Move on, man. There are millions of women in the world and double that many titties. So, everybody have a good day. Y'all tickle it.
Stop driving them goddamn buggies down that stupid ass aisle, you dumb motherfucker. Cockbag titty fucking big shit ass motherfucker.
Jesus H. Christ, I'm so sick and tired of you little shit ass motherfuckers always driving them goddamn dang piece of trash carts down the wrong motherfucking aisle. Jesus H. Christ. Oh my God, I can't take it no more.
Listen here, you goddamn stupid fucking bitch. I already talked to you fucking loader man about goddamn dropping the trailer where I dropped it. I can't help that a motherfucking dump truck driver can't get around my fucking trailer. I can't help that he's goddamn, oh, I can't have a Class A license because I can't drive a tractor trailer and fit it through a fucking pen. Fuck you, cocksucker. Get the fuck off the scale. Stop bitching about me and mind your own goddamn business. If you can't fucking drive, fucking go back to truck driving school, son of a bitch. Fucking Rise Guys, I love y'all. I got a bone to pick with y'all, too. I'm having to run back and forth to Georgia from Oconee, right? Well, I get over here in Georgia, hell, I can't hear y'all no more. So how about fucking turning your goddamn amplifier up so the fucking antenna, so the signal can goddamn reach to Georgia, some bitches? Shit.
I am so sick and goddamn tired of other drivers out there. I'm a truck driver, and I drive up and down these South Carolina roads every fucking day. And it seems like at least 6-7 times a fucking day, I got people wanting to cut off my goddamn truck. It's like they use it as target practice. Let's see how close we can get to the fucking truck. Make me slam on my fucking brakes. I'm running 80,000 plus pounds, 75 miles per hour down the goddamn road, and you want to cut off my truck, make me slam on the brakes. You see those flashing lights above? That means I'm bigger than everyone else on the road. But no, you just want to fucking cut me off, and then I get into downtown Greenville, and I'm trying to make a wide right turn, and I'm sitting there straddling the line, and people want to fucking squeeze in on my right, and fucking, it's like they don't even fucking know what a fucking turn signal is, and I'm honestly so sick and tired of it, and it seems like people get stupider and stupider by the fucking day. I don't know what's coming with this world, but I guess it'll take killing enough people on the goddamn road for somebody to realize not to cut off a goddamn truck. Love you, Rise Guys.
Yeah, this message is for that fucker that just called in about damn Rise Guys. Look at here, bitch. Get yourself a life. Go out and get you a damn job instead of riding the fuck around, looking at everybody else and hoping that you could be on their style. You can't be on their style because you ain't got one. You motherfucker, you need to do something with yourself. You're probably a Democratic voting bitch that don't even listen to nothing but damn social media. Go get a life. Stand out on that fucking hot-ass asphalt holding that damn flag for damn 8-9 hours a damn day. See how you feel, bitch. Get on that roof one time, construction worker. If you so badass, come find me. You hear me? Get it, Rise Guys.
I just want to say, fuck my girlfriend's husband for telling my fucking wife that we've been banging while he's at fucking work. The motherfucker's name's Chody. Fuck that guy. I'm going to get a divorce because of that motherfucking asshole. All because he got a little jealous because I was getting laid by his wife and he wasn't. Fuck.
I just want to call up and say this, your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.